August
28th,
August 28th, 1988, we have here Lily Jalin. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah.
Lily Jalin, or Cecily. And we're doing the tape for the Attic book. And Lily, why don't you tell me what your life was like, what happened with, like, now. Why don't you tell me some important things that you would like to have on your page next to your photograph? What you think is important to happen in your life, some unusual things, something that might be interesting for other readers, some bizarre things that might have happened in your life, and a little bit about your spiritual path, and how long you've been clean, and basically your life story.
Okay. So you're going to leave the room?
No, I'm
going to slide right here. Okay.
Take as long as you want.
I need to say that whenever I talk about my life story, if I even begin to think about it, it becomes a very big and overwhelming thing, and I usually don't know where to start. So I've been seeing a therapist lately who tells me to start wherever I feel like in my life, and in order to keep it as short as possible and not too long-winded, I would probably start as far back as I can remember. Let's see. I grew up the youngest of four children, and I grew up in a comfortable situation as far as financial availability and privileges, and I had basically everything I needed except for a few fundamental things like a sense of family and a sense of continuity and a sense of myself. And so from pretty early on, I guess, I was pretty confused about what I wanted and what I thought about myself. And as a result, I guess as a result of a whole lot of things, I started to use drugs in my early teenage years, and I started to feel more comfortable with myself as I used drugs, just in the environment I was in, which was the early 70s and going into high school and junior high school too, and just feeling the need to belong in some kind of something I believed in, and at that point it just happened to be drugs and people who did drugs. And my older brothers and sister did drugs, and my parents drank, so they did drugs. So I guess drugs are a normal factor in my life. And anyway, when I tell my story, I say that the progression of my disease was very quick, and within, I don't know, maybe a few months of the first time I smoked pot, I was smoking every day, more than once a day, and beginning to rely very heavily on drugs as a source of comfort and as a source of feeling as if I belonged in some kind of a world. So the drugs were my main focus, and everything else was secondary. And I had a very distorted view of relationships and what was really important in life, and that seemed to, with the more I used drugs, the less, I guess, I don't know how to put it, but other things in my life just became really totally unimportant, and apathy kind of set in, and I really had no direction, and I don't know how I made it through high school, but I did, mostly by manipulating, conning people who were authority figures. I moved out of home when I was 15, and as soon as I was able, I moved in with a drug dealer who was able to provide me with a constant source of the drugs that I like to do. And as I developed this lifestyle, I felt more and more alienated from what I considered before I started using drugs what I considered my life would be, which would be something along the lines of what my parents thought my life should be. And I really rejected anything that represented my parents, which probably would have been work and doing well at school and being involved socially and feeling good about myself and using the potential that I was told I had, but I didn't really believe I had. So, you know, the drugs, it's not really important, I don't think, to go into real details with the drugs, except to say that I realized that I was extremely self-destructive and pretty lucky to be alive, considering the lengths I went to stay high. And my physical health and everything else, emotional, mental, spiritual, deteriorated into nothing. And I was just sort of surviving, maintaining with my drug use for several years, from, I guess, the age of 13 to when I finally stopped at the age of 26. And all of the events of my life, looking back now, that transpired during that time, there may have been some minor successes in my life in terms of things that I might have done that I was proud of myself for or whatever, but on the whole, looking back, I see that period of time as just a complete waste and a total, a very kind of a sad part of my life that I'll never have again. And you know, I see it as being a time where I denied myself an opportunity to really grow up as children ordinarily do. Most of my activities back then I really can't remember clearly, and it's hard for me when I have to try to remember to get a handle on what my feelings were, because they were all negative, but they were all generated by what sort of a life I was leading, and therefore I can't, it's hard for me to define how I felt about myself, except I know that I felt that I was pretty much worthless, and that I was only good at one thing, and that was getting drugs and doing whatever it took to get the drugs. So that meant I was very good at lying and cheating and stealing and manipulating and using whatever I had to get over on other people. And what the result of that was that it made me a kind of very lonely person, because I wasn't a part of life. I was out on the fringes somewhere trying to function and gradually becoming more and more desperate because I wasn't functioning well anymore. I wasn't getting high anymore. I wasn't achieving any of the things I wanted to be achieving. And what led me into actual recovery was, I would say that, say, 4 or 5 months right before I went into treatment, where I started to somehow really begin to feel the incredible despair and loneliness and meaninglessness of my life. And maybe I began to recognize it, but maybe the pain just got to be too bad, and a series of events led up to my decision to surrender and accept some help from people who I normally wouldn't have accepted their help, and you know, finally decide that I couldn't do it myself. And I guess at that point in time, I did want to get off of the chemicals, but it was more than that. I needed to find something in life that was more important than the chemicals, and that has always been to me the hardest part of recovery, of getting clean. But anyway, I checked into a hospital and found there that I actually could gradually begin to get better and start feeling somewhat better about myself. And it was a kind of a slow and steady process. My actual time in treatment was about 5 months, which is a lot longer than the average person these days who has the benefit of treatment. and it was very intensive, and I was given a lot of love and caring and support from within the treatment facility. I was able to actually detoxify from the drugs, which was, as I've said before, not the hardest part, but the hardest part and the part that has taken the longest is the ability to integrate back into society and feel good about myself and actually begin to accomplish some of the things that I had hoped I would be able to do 15 years ago. And some of the things that happened to me early on in treatment was as I began to be able to get honest with my with the other people in treatment, I started feeling better about myself. And there is a technique that's used in treatment where your defenses from those outside who can somehow affect you emotionally were beginning to be torn down, so that I no longer had this idea of myself as being sort of impenetrable, and I was able to be myself, really, and not be some person I created, which was sort of unnatural. And not looking back now, not the person I would want myself to be. Anyway, I got out of treatment finally and did some really basic stuff for about a year, and I lived in a fairly small town in a place where I could have never seen myself live before I got clean. And I basically had a lot of just taking care of myself to do for the first year, because I had degenerated into, not just mentally, but in every other, not just physically, but in every other area of my life. I needed to develop with the help of other recovering addicts, which led me to participate on pretty much a daily basis in the Narcotics Anonymous program, and gradually build myself up into a much stronger, more capable person, somebody who was able to actually have a fairly realistic perspective on life. And I made the decision after that first year of just taking care of myself to move back to Washington, D.C., which was and is my where I come from, and where my addiction took place, which was a difficult decision to make because it was pretty scary at first. But coming back here, I was able to integrate immediately into the program and develop a repertoire of support system people who were very helpful with me, and who hung in there with me through all the hurdles that I found myself faced with in the beginning, and still to this day find myself faced with, and realize that, you know, every day that life is an incredible struggle, but the things that I have accomplished and am in the process of accomplishing just wouldn't be possible if I hadn't made this incredible change in my life. And it's been 3 years since I decided to accept help, and in that period of time I have managed to develop a relationship with my family where I feel not inferior as I did before, but on the same level with them, and just as worthy as my brothers and my sister and my parents, or anybody else in my family, my extended family. And I feel that I can function quite adequately in any area I'm interested in functioning in. For instance, school, I not to be immodest, but I do very well at school, and I enjoy it, and I have a whole new way of looking at education and learning and accepting being teachable and accepting the fact that I'm not the only one who knows what's going on around here and in life. And I've learned a hell of a lot in the 3 years that I've been recovering and been developing and maturing in all sorts of areas, particularly in the area of relationships, which was something that was very difficult for me to deal with when I was constantly under the influence of a variety of drugs and pretty much unable to feel emotions appropriately. So that now I've begun to see a therapist and have been for about 6 months, and it's helping me to look back at some of the periods of my life that I sort of avoided in a calculated way, because I really don't want to look at the uglier areas of my life, and I find it difficult to do completely openly in the meetings. And I've kind of fallen into a pattern over the past couple months where I haven't been going to meetings regularly, which is neither for me a good nor bad thing necessarily, but it just is a kind of a phase that I'm going through, and I don't anticipate divorcing myself entirely from the program, but that's just the way things have been going right now. As far as spirituality is concerned, I don't feel very spiritual because I often don't allow myself to feel very spiritual. I've just returned recently from a very intensive family scenario on vacation for a couple of weeks with the whole family, and had some fairly emotional and stressful situations occur there where I think if I had taken advantage of the program more, I would have been better equipped to handle what was what I consider to be very stressful in terms of returning to a summer place that I went to regularly from the age of 14, when my addiction pretty much took off, and the associations and memories attached to that. So that I guess what I'm saying is that this recovery thing and the disease of addiction is something that prevails forever. It's always going to be a factor of my life, but I don't consider that a negative thing. I just know that I have to accept the challenge of it.
Don't worry.
No, I finished for now. I don't want to talk anymore.
Let me just ask you a couple questions.
All right.
Did you mention that you look like a Holocaust victim?
Sort of. I mean, I did. I just said that I deteriorated. My physical state was in really, I was in bad shape when I went into treatment. And I was just telling my brother today on the plane flight how they used to call me, and I weighed 108 pounds when I went into treatment, and I weigh like 132 pounds now.
Right. Something else you want to make notice that might help?
There might be, but I would have to listen to this, and I mean, I could get specific, but...
Just get specific. Talk. Just talk. It's important just to talk. It doesn't have to be
a flowing thing.
It's not going to be
It is a flowing thing. I mean, it did flow, but I flow
great, but I'm saying I can only put so much, and everybody's going to be different. So I'm just going to take parts out of everybody.
Well, maybe if you listen to this, you can see that, hear what you might want to take.
Yeah, I know. I probably have plenty of material right now, but I just want a few more things that might come into your head right now. Some uniqueness that you might have to share that fits the whole puzzle.
But I don't think I have uniqueness. I think I have pretty much the same feelings and many of the same experiences.
Yeah, but everybody puts it in a different way.
But that's the way I just put it.
Okay.
If I can hear what I just said, then I'll be able to tell you, to decide on what I think is important that I didn't say.
You want
to
do that?
Yeah. And then I want to go home.